Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Talk about fun right there. All right, Jeff. So we got in this conversation, and you can get into 216-474-0092, right? What would you do if you're Donovan Mitchell? You watch what happened last night in the Celtics game. Jason Tatum was unbelievably scary, right? You're watching that.
That was bad.
And if you're Donovan Mitchell and you yourself just went through something at halftime in game four? I got to keep counting here. That you watch that and you saw that. Does that go through your mind tonight? When they say to you, hey, where do you think you are percentage-wise if you're going to play? I think at the end of the day, I think he wants to play.
Sure he does.
I mean, he's a professional basketball player. When you tell someone they're not allowed to do their job, they normally get upset about that. Doesn't matter if you're a basketball player or anything. So, I Jeff and I kind of see this a little bit different. You tend to – I just explain – You tend to be a little bit more conservative on this than I would be. Is that fair?
His ankle, if his calf are painful, he shouldn't play. I mean, that's go win without him.
And
you've done it before.
I mean, look,
he's sore, go play.
You go back to the last game, though. I mean, I know you can't care what other people think, but he was getting called out and questioned left and right about why did he just quit? Why didn't he play? Because the Cavs didn't say anything to TNT. That's why. And TNT was saying on the air, like, if I worked in the Cavs front, if I was on the management staff and I heard TNT say on the air multiple times, we don't know why he's out. We don't know why he's out. While the whole world thinks that your superstar decided he was just going to, I'm done. I'm not going to play anymore. Get TNT the word. I don't care if he's, just tell him he's got a tummy ache. What's the difference? He's dealing with intestinal virus. He's dealing with I don't know if you guys saw this or not. Obviously, you have video of what looked like might have been an injury at halftime. I'm like, the Cavs really dropped the ball on that. They threw their star player under the bus. They did. By not telling TNT what was going on. How many times did we hear Spiro say, we don't know what's going on. The Cavs haven't told us yet.
Yeah, but to me, Andy, that doesn't scream that Donovan wimped out or anything. It just
to meant, you, it doesn't because we've been around it, both of us. And neither one of us thought that.
The information they needed.
There were a lot of people that were sitting out there going, your fan base, the people that pay for season tickets, were going, man, why isn't Donovan Mitchell playing?
Okay.
There's no reason for this.
Well, we'll find out tonight soon enough.
Well, and it's supposed to be a game time decision. That's what we're hearing. So hopefully we'll get information. And again, now the expectation is to find out before the game. If he doesn't play, I get it. I understand it. But I can't, if I'm Donovan Mitchell, I got to kind of not look at what happened in last night's Celtics game. I think it's hard not to, but he's got to forget about that. That has no effect on him. That's the whole walk, are you scared
that
to walk across the street?
That in particular shouldn't, but the idea of if I'm not feeling like I can go, then he shouldn't push it. That's where, it's not directly Tatum got hurt, but it should be I'm in pain and I can't go.
216-474-0092. Bill is in Parma. Hi, Bill.
Hey, good morning, you guys.
Good morning.
You know, I think one of the things that we have to look at is the intensity of play in the playoffs is significantly higher than during the regular season. I was listening to the Boston feed last night on the radio, and they were saying that that was Tatum's best game they had ever seen him play across the board. You know, stealing passes, his shot, rebounding, everything. And I, at some level, when Mitchell scored 46, 48, that game really put him at risk, I think, for the next game at an injury situation. Because, again, it's high intensity play, and he was carrying the team on his back. And he was already, if we had talked before, he already was kind of gimpy already. And so it puts you at a risk. Now, whether Tatum has an Achilles or something like that, which I really hope he doesn't, because we've seen quite a few big, basketball players not come back from that all that great.
It's true, Bill.
So is it worth it? Is it worth it? Did we think the Cavaliers were going to be ready this year? They're not even using Mobley like they should. And so they're not really mentally prepared to get to the championship. They're not now physically ready to get to the championship. And I want, and what I see with the Knicks, who will probably be the next, they're street fighters. They fight. And it's going to be a bloodbath, whoever goes against them. And are we ready to do that? Are we prepared? So that's the question that you put these ball players in. Are they physically ready? Do they have a chance to get injured in the future? And with Donovan Mitchell, we're not going to win it this year, so is it worth it? If he's injured to a significant degree, no, you don't put him in. Thanks, you guys.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate it.
I'm with you, Bill.
Okay. How about Cleveland in Cleveland? Hi, Cleveland.
Hey, listen, I think that we have Donovan Mitchell signed and for a couple of years, and the rest of the players, aren't we pretty good as far as having that security with our team, as far as we're built? I'll listen to that.
Well, but that doesn't get us to the – are you asking about the question, though, that we're asking about?
That doesn't mean that you play a guy because he's under contract if he's
at
risk of furthering –
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
An injury. But, yeah, he's under contract.
Yeah.
Certainly.
216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. Armin, how are you in Willoughby?
Hey, I got two quick things.
Sure.
One, I think Don should play just because there's a long off season and, you know, you got plenty of time to rest. And two, okay, am I the only person in Cleveland that thinks that Jared Allen's the weakest link? He's literally a Pop-Tart.
I disagree with you. Double-doubles in two of the playoff games. I think you need him.
We need the physicality. We need to start pushing guys around.
It's not hockey.
But they're playing like it's hockey. They are.
I don't know that they are. They're They're playing a little more physical brand of basketball.
Your coach thought so after game one.
I would agree. They're playing a little more physical brand, but the game is not hockey.
Yeah, I mean, we must be watching two different games.
So what would you do? What would you do? Would you throw Tristan Thompson out there in the first quarter?
Absolutely. Not play him a ton of minutes, but yeah. We need to match what they're throwing at us, and we haven't.
I want to see him going. I want to see him.
Thanks, Harmon. You know,
as my buddy Dave said to me this morning, starting at small forward for the Cleveland Cavaliers, Jeff Galluli. You want Galluli out there?
Depends.
You can take a stick and go at somebody's knees.
Why me?
Folks, this is not football. It's not hockey.
But Jeff, Indiana has been playing that way the entire series.
I disagree.
They had a guy get thrown out for punching someone in the sternum.
They had a guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One guy got caught.
I disagree. Indiana has a 3-1 lead because they played better basketball than the Cavs, not because they've beat them up.
They played better basketball for sure in the last game. They played a better final moments in game two. Game one, they played better. That's why they have the lead. I'll give it to you. It's a little bit of an edge, but there's no reason that our team... I guess if you look at it from the big picture...
Our team's not built to be physical. You got a tall, skinny dude in Evan Mobley. You got a tall, skinny dude in Jared Allen.
But some people will tell you that that's not being playoff. You're not built for the playoffs. If you're not built to be physical, are you built to play in the playoffs? That's my question for you.
Good basketball wins in the playoffs.
Not physical basketball. What's the difference?
You think Golden State won by being physical? Now, Draymond was a force.
Yeah.
But Steph Curry wasn't beating anybody up. Neither was Klay Thompson.
They had some bodies though that weren't scared. And Tristan wasn't scared to go toe to toe with guys when we played them. I thought we were equally as physical in the runs against Golden State.
I'll take better basketball over physicality every day.
Hmm.
Cavs have not played better basketball. That's why they're down 3-1. Has nothing to do with the fact that they haven't countered punches from the Indiana Pacers. They've not played as well.
So is it ignorant to think that if the Cavs played a more physical game that this game wouldn't be down 3-1?
Not if they were more physical and didn't play better basketball. It's part of it. I mean, if you have to match the other team, but I don't think that Indiana has been outwardly overly physical. I mean, that's not Tyrese Halliburton's game. You know what Nesmith has done? You know what Nembhard has done? They've played good, hard defense. They play good basketball. That's what this is. They're not a bunch of goons running around on the floor beating people up. They're playing better basketball than the Cavaliers. That's why they're up 3-1.
But are they playing a better brand of basketball because they're more physical? Were they physical like this all season? Or do they understand
the way they play?
But my point is, do they have a coach that understands that you can be more physical in the playoffs than you are during the regular season and was prepared for this, whereas maybe the Cavaliers were not prepared for this? Look, their defense has been – we're one of the highest scoring teams in the NBA, right?
And we just haven't seen that. And Indiana was close to that.
Well, but I'm not – that's not – their points are their points. I'm talking about us getting our points. So what I'm saying is they figured out a way – to stymie the Cavaliers' offense, and maybe part of that is because they've been able to play a more physical game where the Cavaliers haven't matched that. There's a lot of folks that are watching these games, Jeff, and think that Indiana's just a tougher team than we are, and maybe they are getting away with some more hard falls than the Cavaliers are. There's been some crazy falls that have been called in this series, both ways. I'm not going to say it's just all on the Cavaliers or Indiana one way or another. It doesn't feel like a typical regular season matchup. When it comes to the refereeing, I think they're letting them play. Because, you know, to be honest with you, I said this earlier. I want referees to let them play. I do. I want to see the players decide who's going to win this series and who's not. I find it all very interesting. All right, so let's do this. We're going to come back. We're going to talk to Mary Kay Cabot. I know there's a lot of folks on the line that want to talk basketball. We're going to get back to that. Mary Kay Cabot was right in the mix of everything as she saw what was going on with rookie training camp. And then we've got the big guys coming in. What did we learn over the weekend? All of these things are coming up right here on Baskin and Phelps.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.